What's up, everybody? It's the Gary Cantrell Podcast. Thank you so much for being here. I do greatly appreciate it. As always, if you ever get value from any of my podcasts, make sure that if you're on YouTube, like, comment, subscribe, share. These are all very important things that help out. If you're an audio-only person, you got Spotify, you got Apple Podcasts, leave a review. I haven't said this in the last two or three podcasts, and I don't want to make it necessarily something where we're just doing it multiple times over and over again, but I just want to reiterate it as we are in the new year and these platforms use those as, really a barometer for if a podcast is good or not. So please make sure that you are doing that. Thank you. So on today's podcast, if you're hearing this now, by the time this is up, I should be in Florida, down in Tampa, Florida, for the Bubba Army Royalty Party weekend extravaganza. Can't tell you how excited I am for this weekend. Just being back in Tampa, surrounded by some great people. And I've always been incredibly grateful for everything that the show has allowed me to, you know, share my work with the world and to be invited to come out to that weekend is an incredible honor for me. And I just enjoy the art of not only hanging out with everybody, but also filming content while I'm down there for them. Like, it's like, you know, going back listening to the show years and years and years ago, you know, I remember like the Bubba Raw and seeing some of the video clips and the video crew in there. And to fast forward, you know, over 15 years later, and now I'm a videographer and a photographer, and being able to take, you know, my camera in a high quality setting and give back to the show that's given a lot to me is it truly means the world. So I'm really excited for this weekend. I'm happy to be in Tampa. I am recording this podcast just a couple days before I go, but it's been a crazy whirlwind of last couple days, to be honest. Which is kind of the deeper root of this podcast. And you know, this podcast is very much, you know, always been a personal journal. It's always been me sharing my journey with you, whether that's a creatively speaking or just, you know, life in general. And today is more or less one of those kind of just sharing life in general at the moment as we're in the new year. And as I get into that, I just want to quickly thank everybody who showed up for the 2024 plans video. I got a lot of great feedback on that 2024 plans, podcast. I did tease that there was going to be a new video about, how much money I made on YouTube. The video is shot. I just have not had time to edit it yet. And the reason for that is my gout is flared up again. And, as I'm entering the last 2 days of work before I go on vacation, it's just been hectic at work. And so I've not had a chance to edit that video, but very soon I'm going to begin that process. It shouldn't take very long. It's just a simple camera shot set up like this, for those of you that are watching. And then there's a screen recording on the Mac. So, you know, it's not a complicated shoot. It's just more of a, here's the numbers, here's the analytics. And so I just got to get all that synced up, chop it up, you know, trim it down just a little bit, make it real nice for you guys. And I'm hoping to deliver that in the next week. Although, you know, like my plan is today, I'm recording this on Tuesday just to kind of peel back the curtain. I don't ever have to do that, but I always do because that's just who I am. But I would say that, today's Tuesday and I'm leaving on Wednesday. And so in a perfect world, if I can get packed and everything early today, then perhaps I'll have time to edit it tonight and maybe just get the thumbnail and title figured out probably Wednesday night or Thursday. But I'm hoping to have this delivered to you guys by next week. And I'm also planning to do a little vlogging potentially. I want to experiment with this. I always get nervous about the vlogging because I just never know, like, you know, how's it all going to go? How's it going to look? I think I psyched myself out. I think that the 30 days, November 2023 vlogging was kind of a better indicator of what is possible, what I can do, and I think kind of, you know, going forward, a bit of a theme. But I also want to do some of those kind of like older vlogs that I used to do where I'm like here, then I'm there, and there's like multi facets to it. So my goal is to get at least one video filmed while I'm in Tampa. So that is also on the plans. And yeah, so that's the plan. But back over to the gout thing. So I talked about this. It was in the month of November during my Vlogging Every Day series where I mentioned that, you know, I had a flare up. It was the first time since I think 2021. And basically, I was going to give up all red meat, and that was going to be for the rest of 23 all the way through 24. And then once we get to 25, you know, from there, I was going to, you know, kind of figure out, like, what is it that I want to do from there? Do I want to kind of see where I'm at as a person who eats like absolute garbage and see kind of where my mindset is by that point? Well, fast forward, and since that flare-up, I've had two additional flare-ups, and I guess actually the one that happened in the last few days you could count as a third flare-up, so that's now four flare-ups in the course of about a month and a half, almost 2 months, and that really pisses me off because, you know, I in my mind I'm thinking, well, I stopped eating the red meat, and that should fix it. Well, There's a lot more to it. I've been trying to do my research on it, and I'm no scientist or doctor or dietitian or what. Obviously, I'm no dietitian. Look at me, for crying out loud. But I've looked into it, and it seems like pretty much everything that I typically eat is pretty much not a good idea, right? So I got my medicine last night. I'm all, you know, dialed in now. I'm starting to, you know, get the attack wore off, and thankfully before I leave for Florida so that I can actually, you know, have some kind of attempt to enjoy myself while I'm there. That would be amazing, believe me. But I've come to the realization that I've got to make some real changes, like some real hardcore changes, and I'm not happy about it, but it's on me. I mean, at the end of the day, it is on me. It's not on anybody else. It's not on the food that's out there. It's on me and the choices that I make. And so I have to figure out, how do I transition to where I'm not having a flare up every other week? Because this is getting to be ridiculous. Now, the problem that I have is with food. This is really, you know, take all the weight loss and all that stuff and all the experts and the all that bullshit. Take it, just throw it off to the side. This is just me talking like common sense, everyday, you know, common man type of guy. Like, this is just how I think. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. People might listen to this and their minds just might be blown. But the reality of the situation for me is that it is incredibly hard to eat healthier things. And what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is a lot of these foods to me are, you know, kind of bland. They're boring. Some of them have texture things. Some of it's a taste or a smell. And if these things don't sync up, it's a no-go for me. And you know, the thing is that for years I've known that, you know, yes, I need to take better care of, you know, my diet and things like that. But the problem is that it just doesn't work like that for me. And, it, you know, it's easy for a lot of people to say, well, dude, you just got to fucking do it. Like, I understand. Like, you can say that, and I understand that. But it's just, It's very difficult for me because I just have to figure out a way. Here's how I work, okay? Because I talk about, you know, I've got ADHD, I've got anxiety, I've got all these things. And, you know, I know in a weird way people use ADHD as like this cool thing, like, yeah, I got ADHD. No, I actually have it, okay? So it makes my brain go crazy. And so again, it's like, okay, if you have three things, this is the analysis I like to use on it. Let's say there's three things I have to do. First thing, done. Perfect. No problem. I get to the second thing, and if there's something that's like wrong or there's a snag or a hiccup, rather than just going to number three so that I can circle back to number two and just keep on moving, my brain fixates on everything that's wrong with number two. And it makes things chaotic for me because, like, you know, like the food thing, you know, rather than just think about it, figure it out, and move forward, it is, well, what am I going to do? What am I, you know, and then you get in like this, it's almost like the spinning thing, like on a computer. Like if it's a Mac, it's like the beach ball thing, but like, it's like loading and it's like, you're trying to figure it out. It's like, okay, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? And you can't figure out what to do. And then because you can't figure out what to do, you just end up doing nothing. Right. And I am very regimented as far as like, you know, how my schedule lays out. I get up very early in the morning. I drive all the way to my job. And before it's time to get started, I have like, you know, content that I like to shoot and all that stuff. And like, you know, like we're doing right now. But, you know, food is like a different thing because typically what I find myself doing is it's whatever's easy and convenient. Like today, now this is probably a terrible example, and don't judge me. Although this is not where I've been. Like, I mean, I could give you 150 examples of, you know, it's 3:45, 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'm stopping at Wawa for a full size hoagie because I'm like, well, this will keep me full all the way up until it's time to eat, you know, lunch at noon, you know, like an 8-hour spread. So, you know, I get it because A, it's convenient because somebody can cook that for me fresh and I can eat it. It's of a large size and it's going to stretch me all the way. Now that's just, you know, to most people, that's just ridiculous. Like who is eating a 12-inch hoagie at 4 o'clock in the morning? This guy, that's who. But again, it's convenient. So today, I knew my stomach wasn't feeling amazing, and I knew my knee hasn't been feeling amazing because we're in the middle of a flare-up, and I've got my medicine, and I'm not trying to kick it back up into overdrive again. So and actually, the funny thing about gout is that, like, when you Google it, it's, like, red meat, I think it's fish, turkey, bread, cheese, sugars. These are all things that other than the fish, these are all things that I like. These are all things that allegedly I cannot have. But I knew like some kind of like comfort, like something that wasn't going to have like a big impact on my stomach necessarily, like forgetting the gout altogether. I have over here that I've not even opened yet, two English muffins with butter and jelly on them. And again, it goes back to what is convenient for me. Because as I think about it, I'm like, okay, so I'm driving to work and there's a Sheetz down the road and I can have these two English muffins prepared for me for a very, very cheap price. I think I paid $2.52 for these two English muffins. So this is like, you know, the ultimate like ease. This is the ultimate like, you know, portability. I don't have to do a lot with it. It just works. And unfortunately, this is not necessarily the greatest idea, but it's just what I came up with. You know, a lot of times the thing is, it's like, you know, the sensible thing would probably be to go to the grocery store, figure out what I can and cannot eat, which is where we're going to ultimately go with this, and go from there and prepare things. But it's like, I'm a creature of habit because like I will literally eat the same thing every day, right? But then I get burnt out on it and then I want to switch. And so I ultimately what it comes down to, I can wrap it in a bow for you like this. I need to figure out as I do some more research, and obviously if somehow you come across this, because I'm going to tag it up, gout and everything, and hopefully we'll find some gout related folks and y'all can jump up in the comments and be like, dude, you're a moron, you need to do this, and we'll see how that works. Although I know everybody's body is different, but ultimately I'm going to do some more research. I'm going to find out basically what I can do, because I can't just go cold turkey and just jump into like let's just say, this is not like an exact example, but let's just say going from eating what I eat now to like just a couple dry pieces of chicken or whatever. Like, you know, I can't do that. What I have to find is what will work for me in the transition, you know? So I'm all about like, I have to like, you know, trick and hack my mind to like switch something up, but find like a nice transition point to where it's like I'm fooling myself into thinking that I'm actually getting what I want, when in reality I'm having something that I probably, you know, need and all that stuff. So that is my current predicament. Thank goodness that I've got the medication. Thank goodness that the pain is starting to level off, although I'm still hobbling around like a freaking old timer, and it sucks, and I hate it, and I hate myself a lot of times for putting myself in this position. You would think, I mean, 2009 is the first year that I remember having one of these attacks, and you would think that over 15 years ago or whatever that number is, that I would have like woken up and said, hey, you dumbass, why don't you get this together like for real and stop just going to the doctor, getting your meds, having it wear off, and waiting for it to happen again next year. Because now I am 41 years old, and I've had four attacks in about a month and a half span. So I'm going to get this figured out one way or the other. I'm telling you right now, this is the year. I have said it to myself. I don't know that I've necessarily voiced it here to you guys, but this is the year. I say this a lot, but this year I mean it. This is the year where I'm finally going to start figuring some stuff out, and it's going to be, we're going to go from saying we're going to do some stuff to actually doing it. So that is the goal, and I just need to make it non-negotiable at this point and figure out whatever my hack is to get that ball rolling and then take action. So there you go. That's it on the life report, gout report. I have a long day of work ahead of me, and then I have to go home and pack for this trip that by the time you're listening to, I have already done. I am hoping to get some content for myself while I'm down there. It's something I did not do last year, but I also went alone and I didn't know anybody. Fast forward a year later, and after meeting all those great people at the Bubba Army Royalty Party weekend festivities, from everybody from the actual Bubba Show crew on down to, you know, all the fans of the show and everything, you know, I'm in a much more comfortable position. And really, when you think about it, it's about getting uncomfortable. That's really where the magic happens. Because me of a couple years ago, I would have talked a big game and said, you know what, I want to hang out with this person and that person and figure this out. And I would have been a nervous freaking wreck. And now I'm just all about this, letting it happen, allowing it to just go down and enjoy myself in the moment. And last year I did that to a certain extent, and it took me, you know, God, it took me probably not until Saturday where I first started feeling comfortable. And that was coincidentally the last day of the festivity. So this year we're coming in, we're feeling good about things. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. So, again, want to thank you guys so much for being here. I know it's a whole mouthful because there's a video element now, so it's kind of like, okay, if you got me on YouTube, do this. If you're on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, do that. So I'm just going to run it down one more time. So if you don't want to hear all this, you can just click off and I'll say goodbye to you here. But if you are on YouTube, I actually got a lot better traction on the last week than I anticipated. So we're going to keep on digging with this thing and see where we can get it. So please, if you heard any point of this podcast that makes you feel compelled to comment on something, please do. That helps the algorithm. If you don't want to do jack shit anything, click the like button at least before you click off the video, please. That's probably like the most important thing is the like button. Of course, if you stumbled upon me and you said, okay, this guy might be cool, hit subscribe. And if you're going to hit subscribe, hit the notification bell, hit all notifications, and it'll notify you every time I publish one of these podcasts, every time I publish just one of my main channel videos or whatever. And sincerely, if you're this far, I mean, this is like 20 plus minutes in, you are what I call one of the real ones, because you've heard some cool stuff and you determine that it's worthy of your time. And I want to be valuing your time as much as I can. So thank you. And if you're listening to me over on Spotify, Apple Podcast, thank you. And let me know down below on the Spotify thing. This is something, you know, I want to use this more. Spotify has this Q&A thing. I can ask any question I want. And then if you're listening natively on that app, you can actually, I guess, scroll down and you can answer that. So I want to know, for Spotify people only, do you listen or do you watch? That's what I'd love to know as far as this podcast is concerned. I'm still going to do both because I'm just in the business of doing the most content, the best content I possibly can. And so that's what we're going to do. And if you're on either one of those, Spotify or Apple Podcasts, there is a ratings button somewhere. Please find it. Like, genuinely, if you like the show, I mean, if you hate it and you want to leave a one star, I'd rather you not. I'd rather you just stop listening. Believe me, plenty have. But if you like it at all, please consider leaving a rating. It helps people find this podcast. So if something is touched you, if something has impacted you, let's impact some other people, and let's get this thing shared. Leave the review so more people can find it. That is going to do it for me for today. Thank you guys so much for being here. Sincerely, it feels weird to be in 2024 and I'm back in podcast mode. And I just realized I've not recorded one for next week, and I'm going to be gone for most of next week. So we'll see what happens there. Stay tuned. But it's so weird that it's 2024 and I'm still, or I'm back rather, into podcasting mode, and I'm truly glad to be here, and I'm truly glad for you to be here. And now I've really, really just blown a lot of time. So thank you so much. I'm going to leave it here. I'll see you on the next one. Thanks for checking it out. That's a weird face to hang on. Let's try that again. I'm not even going to cut this. Thank you so much for being here. I genuinely appreciate it. You see, you got to leave them with a smile, man. There you go. There you go. All right, I'm out of here.